Did you know April is Financial Literacy Month? Designed to raise awareness on planning for your financial future, April is a great time to reflect on the state of your personal finances and explore opportunities to improve them one step at a time. Hi, I'm Julie Smith with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. There are six components of financial literacy: earning, spending, saving, investing, borrowing, and protecting. When talking about finances, we often refer to basic budgeting, but overall financial health is impacted by much more. You are not born knowing how to read. Someone had to teach you. Just the same, none of us were born knowing how to be financially literate. Likely, you learned your financial habits from your family or those you grew up with. Those habits may be good, or there may be room for improvement. The first step in financial literacy is to learn the principles. Maybe you do a good job of budgeting, but have no idea how to invest. Take time to learn best practices. The second step in financial literacy is to actually do something. Learning the principles is key, but applying them to your life is what can shape and mold your future. Create a budget, start saving, and then start investing. Learn how to best build your credit and know how to protect your resources. What are the benefits of all of this? They are numerous. Being financially literate leads to less debt, higher net worth, and less financial struggle. No matter where you are on your financial journey, I encourage you to take a step to learn about financial literacy and improve your financial future. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Minute.